Welcome to the Mobile App Flipping Podcast. This is your host, Johan Tayeb. My goal is to help you get the most out of reskilling apps. Whether you're already a full-time entrepreneur or trying to get a business going, this podcast is for you. We will be interviewing professionals that are already doing app reskilling for a living. We will also invite source code sellers to get to learn about what they have to offer. And finally, we will talk to industry experts to learn how to become more productive at flipping apps. And now, without further ado, let's get started. All right, today we have an amazing guest. His name is William Jones. And William has been doing some app reskinning on the side. William, hello.
Hello there, Johan.
Yes, so we want to know a little bit about you, who you are and what you do, what's your background and how you ended up in the mobile app reskinning.
Okay, well, I started my career off in 1995, so that kind of dates me a little bit, as a developer.
Oh, okay.
For you know, the web, desktop, and then more recently, the last few years, exploring mobile. Mm-hmm. So that's how I, you know, that's my technology background, and then the last like five, six years been on the business side of technology, primarily business analysis mm-hmm. of software projects, and then also do some project management.
You're doing app reskinning just on the side for now, right? And basically what you're trying to do is, you know, make a business out of it, or you just want to keep it on the side for now?
Right now, the app scanning is kind of a side experiment. Mm-hmm. I've seen lots of success stories that, you know, kind of got me all excited. And I was like, wow, those are some amazing download numbers and some, you know, amazing revenue that's being generated. Let me kind of explore that area.
Yeah, and try to get a bite out of this, huh?
Exactly. So, you know, I got...
And that's why I brought you here, because actually we got in touch, I don't know, like about 6 months ago or so. And I remember that you and I and a friend of mine, we were working on that reskinning app. We were reskinning the slot machine. And I noticed that you had a great, great graphics. Yours was called China Joy, right? China Joy slot machine.
Yes, China Joy slot machine.
Yeah, and your graphics were just amazing. So I was thinking like you had some great numbers, and we're gonna talk more in details about it. But and that's one of the reasons why I got you here is that I want to show everyone that it's not just rosy. You know, it's not because you have the best graphics and you really try your best that it's just gonna work. It's like any other business. You know, you have to, you know, sometimes you're just gonna fall, but you have to know like you know, stand up and keep going, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
All right.
It's not the gold rush. So
yes. So yeah. So how many apps do you have in the App Store right now?
I have one app that's called Flash Fiction Prompter. It's the cure for writer's block.
Okay.
That one is an original. You know, my original idea, and I coded that from scratch.
Okay. So yeah. And so no reskinning on this one. Okay.
Exactly. And then. The next app was a reskin that I was using as an experiment to explore, you know, that reskinning territory, and that one is China Joy Casino Slot Game.
Okay, do you mind sharing some download numbers with us?
I got about 295 downloads so far.
Yeah, so exactly, it's not the gold rush yet, huh?
Yeah, not at all. So,
okay, so let's focus on the process of this reskinning of this slot machine game that you have. Now we know that like Carter Thomas showed some really great numbers there, right?
Exactly, and that's what got me all excited
pumped
and
up, yeah,
and wanted to explore this territory.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing wrong about his numbers. I believe I'm 100% sure that his numbers are absolutely right, and there's no questions about it. But now we have to, you know, put things into context. You know, Carter Thomas is Carter Thomas. You know, yeah. He's got a, he already had sold his company for like $200,000, right? So the guy knew about what app reskinning and flipping is about, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah. So so tell me about the whole process. I mean, I know you're a developer, so did you code the, you know, tweak the game yourself?
No, I didn't. I didn't actually. I didn't touch the code, and that was one of the things that kind of drew me to reskinning. Is that you really only need to focus on swapping out the graphics for the, you know, like look and feel, and so that originally, you know, in kind of drew me to that. No coding, so just...
Yeah, I see. Like, you just change a few images here and there, and next thing you know, you have an app in the App Store, and the money flows in.
Or so I thought.
So
that's one of the main reasons, one of the main selling points is why I wanted to try reskinning. Mm.
So from what I understand, you're a business analyst full-time, so how did you get such amazing graphics?
I'm on Odesk.
Oh, okay, so, yeah.
So, and that's where you can, you know, find all kinds of talent, and a lot of people searching for graphic artists, you know, go to like Odesk or Freelancer or...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been using it myself quite a lot, but I gotta be honest with you, I've never had anyone that had such a great... no such a fine art than your China slot, you know, China slot game. Really, yeah, definitely. So I was surprised by the quality of it.
Yeah, I search for, you know, like graphic artists on Odesk, and I probably looked at about 20 different profiles for graphic artists, and then saw this. One person that kind of stood out, and I really liked their style, and I thought that that would be, you know, kind of perfect for the idea that I had.
Okay, and now question, do you mind sharing how much you paid for that? Because, I mean, such a quality, you know, it probably wasn't that cheap, huh?
Yeah, it actually was.
Oh, yeah, oh, perfect.
Yeah, I paid $100.
Okay, and from what I remember, the casino slot machine, that's about, what, 30 that different images or so?
Yeah, it was around, I think, 30, 35 images or so.
Yeah, something like that. Okay, so definitely a great price, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely a great price for the quality, because that's what... caught my eye in this graphic artist's portfolio.
Mm-hmm. Now, question. I know that the game doesn't come with lots of documentation or any kind of walkthrough. So how did you handle to understand what exactly you need to modify and what the artist had to do?
Oh, I'm familiar with looking at the, you know, comments in the header files. Mm-hmm. So, and in the header files, it explains exactly what you need to do. Like, if you want to use, you know, Chart Boost or AdMob, you know, pop in your code here. And if you try to compile the code, it'll give you errors and kind of highlight those lines that say, hey, you need to pop in your code here.
Mm. So let me explain what you're saying for the audience that are not programmers.
Sure.
Yeah, what William is saying is that if you open the code within Xcode, you would open all the files that says a name .h. So all those are header files. And basically there, that's where he got the information of what to do and what to change within the game.
Yeah, exactly. And then as far as the graphics goes, I just told the artist to basically keep the main like dimensions of the images.
Mm, same size, okay.
Just put your creative spin on this theme that I had in mind. And actually the name China Joy came from the Chinese restaurant that's right across the street from my, that I go to every Sunday and get the combination fried rice. So that's where the name China Joy came from, because I eat there every Sunday.
Oh, watch out, baby. They're going to ask for some money. You know, they need that cut. I mean, you just, there's some copyrights on the name, man.
Exactly. So I figured, you know, I was trying to come up with the name. I was like, you know what? I'll just use China Joy. So that sounds kind of cool. So
okay. So for as far as I understand, you didn't do much App Store optimizations with the keyword search, huh? Did you?
No, I didn't. I didn't do anything. Actually, I take that back. I searched for casino slot game, mm-hmm. and saw like the top two results. And then I looked at the keywords that they were using, and I kind of mimicked those and then put those keywords that were, you know, kind of similar into my keyword summary for the app.
Okay.
So I'll take that back. So.
Okay. When you're saying summary, you're asking, you're talking about the description?
Yeah, when you're, when you can, what is it? When you're submitting your app.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You have the app name, the description, and the iTunes keywords. So you put that inside of the description?
In the keywords.
Oh, okay. Good. So,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah, definitely. That helps. Now, you know, mm-hmm. something that people are wondering is that, should you take the same keywords as the top apps, or should you have your own keywords? Because if you think about it, the issue with putting the same keywords as the top apps is that they already have the top spots. So technically, you're never going to achieve their ranks. You're always going to be below them.
Mm-hmm.
However, those are usually keywords that people are searching for. So, you know, so people are wondering, what is it better, to have keywords that we know a lot of people are searching for, so there's a lot of volume, or is it better to have words that people are not really searching for that much, but have no competition whatsoever? So that's what that's where I stand, and a lot of people are actually wondering.
Yeah, I guess there's an argument for both.
Yep, for sure. Now, question, how about the audio files, the sound effects? Did you tweak them? Did you change them? Or you just used the one that came with the game?
Didn't touch them at all.
All right, problem solved.
Yeah, like I say, the only thing I did was pop in my key codes from, you know, app, was it RevMob and...
Is it Chartboost?
Chartboost. I was going blank for a second. Mm-hmm. And swap out the graphics. That was primarily it. I built it, they didn't come, so.
Well, you know, if I had one advice for you, it would be to work on the App Store optimization, the keywords. There's a free tool that's right now free in beta. It's called Strapply.com. I love it. I use it a lot, and it really helps on the keywords. And you can see a huge difference. Have you used it before?
No, I haven't, but I'll definitely check it out. So now that I have the app is out there, I can...
You can still tweak it, you know, and see if that can drive in some downloads.
Exactly. Tweak it and then try to improve the performance. But no, I didn't spend, you know, a lot of time, because I didn't want to spend a lot of time, because I was really busy at work. And any time I spend on, you know, projects kind of takes... side projects kind of takes away from... you know, quality time with the family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. So now let's talk about time. By the time you got the source code and you got your product in the App Store, how long do you think it took?
Let's see. Probably the longest was waiting on the graphics, and then going back and forth with critiques with the graphic artist.
Mm-hmm.
And that probably, you know, took, I'd say, about a week going back and forth. I'd give them my creative direction, and they'd come back with their ideas, and then we'd tweak from there. So I'd say.
So that's it, just 1 week?
I'd say about a week on the graphics alone.
Okay, and the rest, like, you know, the submitting to the App Store and doing a few things here and there?
Yeah, and that takes a week, so.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so let's say at most 2 to 3 weeks, something like that. Okay, that's exactly. That's pretty quick for your first reskin.
3 weeks max.
Max. Okay, now if you think you're going to reskin it again, how long will it take you now? Will it be a lot faster?
Oh, yeah, it'll be a lot faster because I'll work with the same graphic artists. So, you know, they're familiar with what I'm looking for. And now we got the system down pat. Mm-hmm. So I'll work with the same graphic artist and we can probably have a much faster turnaround. And
okay, did you get the unlimited license on that code?
Yes, I did get the unlimited license, so I can, you know, experiment with, you know, other themes in the future. I just wanted to, spent, you know, what, $200 for unlimited license. Okay. So I just wanted to do something that was a low investment.
Yeah, get your feet wet type of thing, huh?
Exactly, and $200 isn't going to make or break me, so, and at least I have the unlimited license, so... I can explore future ideas. I have some ideas that I want to try, but
okay. So you're planning on reusing that
exactly
that source code. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So now I have a few generic questions, maybe to help the audience. Is there any book you'd recommend for someone starting? Anything that you thought helped you on the way?
There's some resources that I use. I've always reference the Ray Winderlich books.
Oh, yes. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
With his, you know, the books and, you know, all the tutorials.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had somebody that mentioned him earlier in another podcast episode. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so awesome site for tutorials, and you get the code and you can, you know, use that sometimes as a starting point. So Ray Winderlich, of course, for, you know, like when you're trying to figure out, you know, questions, bugs and things like that, Stack Overflow, I'm sure you use that as well.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. And the almighty search engine, Google.
Google.
So.
It was worth mentioning.
Exactly. Yeah, I've been using Google. Like exclusively, I think since 1999. So
yeah, Google is your best friend.
98. So yeah.
So now, how do we get in touch with you?
Yeah, well, I'm on Twitter, and my Twitter name is @WilliamJones. It's just my name.
Okay.
I also have the website WilliamJones.info. Okay. That I infrequently update, but at least people can, you know, contact me through there, and it has links to my social media profiles as well.
Got it. So I believe you have actually a great freebie for our audience, right?
Yes, I actually have a, it's an iPad pen stylus that I like to give away. I happen to have a few different colors, and I'd be happy to give one to one of your lucky members.
Okay, so you know what we're going to do? We're going to do some kind of a raffle. So for anyone that that tweets, that goes on Twitter and tweets at William Jones and at Johan305, that's Yohann305, and you guys tweet, I want the pen, and you'll enter for a chance to win that that pen. I think it's a $20 value, right?
Yes, it's the Lunatic pen, touch pen, and they're really good quality iPad, you know, stylus and a pen. So you can easily switch from, you know, writing on your iPad to writing on your, you know, legal pad or paper. So
excellent.
Really nice.
All right, so there's going to be one lucky winner. You can choose between the red, the black, or the silver color, and we'll send you we'll just ship it right at your door. Okay, so just remember, go on Twitter and message at William Jones and at Johan305. I want the pen now. All right. Well, William, thanks for everything again. And I want to hear back from you. I want to hear you succeeding, okay? I want you to keep flipping apps and hitting the jackpot, all right?
Yeah, hopefully I can tweak my current one, China Joy, and then I have some ideas that for future apps that hopefully will perform a hell of a lot better.
So. Definitely, you know, keep at it, and from some people that we had in the podcast already, they say it, you know, it's not you got to keep pushing till you find that sweet sweet reskin, and you understand that process, and then you can just keep reusing that and just milk it.
Yeah, exactly, and that's key. I went through my first reskinning process. Now each future one will be that much more easier, and then teaches me that I have to, you know, of course, do a little more work and marketing the product as well.
All right. Thanks for everything, William, and keep in touch.
All right. Thanks a lot, Johan, for having me.
Pleasure. Thanks for listening to the Mobile App Flipping Podcast. If you find this podcast interesting, please subscribe on iTunes and leave us a review. And sharing is caring, so spread the word. You can also follow me on Twitter at Johan305. That's YOHANN305. Also, come to appfresh.us. Appfresh.us. You'll find all the episodes, the show notes, and resources to make you more productive. See you at the next episode.